HKX, mobile. HKX, good morning, Tom.
Hey, Patrick. Wow, my mic cord's even shrunk up here in the cold air. Well, we're going grocery shopping. How say you?
Head down the mountain right at the moment. Try to run a little bit in my personal vehicle today and just check on guys and do what I can.
Nice of you. We're just leaving the neighborhood here. The streets seem to have been cleaned off pretty thoroughly, which they were not yesterday, I was told, which is not surprising. I don't think this, from what they say, that storm Friday is going to mount to a whole hill of beans, or heck of beans, I should say. Anyways, hill of beans, that's what I was trying to say. Well, I am hitting some snow covered here on Gap Creek Road, which I seen the salt truck go down here yesterday, but it's basically ice on top of the snow.
It got so cold last night and everything froze back, and the ice doesn't work below freezing like that, so, or the salt doesn't, but it'll melt off there today. It's supposed to be up close to 50 degrees, so it should be gone today.
In the shade, it's bad. This is really a slick spot I'm on now. I'm used to it. I've drove on it for 62 years up in Kansas, but I don't honestly trust these drivers down here as much as I did up there.
People just don't pay attention like they used to anywhere anymore, and they just disregard for anybody's safety, even their own.
Fans, they're not accustomed to a lot of this nonsense like this. This was a pretty substantial snow. Now, I know 2 years after we moved down here, we had a, let me see, it was 9 inches of snow and 12 degrees, I think. And, or 12 inches of snow and 9 degrees. I don't remember. You, Bernice? 9 inches of snow. Which we had those every year, and I rode on those on a Cushman Eagle and a motorcycle, and delivering papers and working for the drugstore. And first day's not so bad, you can stay upright. The second day, when those ruts from the cars were out there, it was a bugger.
One of the major problems up around the house is people won't give the state and the county time to get the roads scraped. They got to get out. And then it just makes ruts and the ice on the bottom of the road and that much harder to deal with.
It did, but we thought that these roads would be passable. I talked to my neighbor, and he'd been out on them quite a bit, and he said Highway 101 and Highway 14 was good. Now, we're going to cut off here on 101 at Willis's up to Gap Creek Road, which I'm sure you're probably familiar with that.
I know where you're at.
Sitting here talking about, oh, I forgot to bring the cooler because I was going to make homemade ice cream. People think we're crazy.
It would be a good day for it.
Close to the Greer High School, it looks like there's some packed snow here on Gap Creek. I just don't like the ice sheen that's on top of it, but I'm in the truck. I don't know if that's any better or not. Oh, brother. Here in the shade, it is. Woo! I don't know if you can hear it or not, but in good old Kansas road here. Heck, we had lots of dirt roads up there, and that's unheard of down here, even up in the mountains.
Dirt roads left around where I live either. There's a few, but not many. Not like it was when I was growing up.
Yeah, I'm over. Yep, we're passing Greer High School now. Gosh, what a marvelous day it is out here, though. I don't know what the temperatures are supposed to get to today, and I heard it about 50 times this morning on the local Fox station. That's the only news I watch, and it gets boring after a while because they do the same thing every half hour. But there was a lot more traffic out on the roads, they said.
There's not much out here on 25 right now, but the roads are nice and clear. It's just like a normal day out here on this road.
Gap Creek here, it makes a long stretch, you know, from Willis's up there on 101, or Highway 14. But one time I was, Bernice and I was going over to Carthage, Missouri. I played in the Carthage Community Band. And it was 35 miles over there. And we come over the top of the hill, and it had just been misting snow, and the roads looked clear. And this guy in front of me, he was running about 35 miles an hour, and I thought, why in the world? I mean, the snow wasn't even on the roads. I passed him, and I went down the road at about, oh, I don't know, 45, 50 miles an hour. And I tested it, and it wasn't slick. So about that time, we went over the top of a hill just before you get to Highway 47, I think it was, or 160 is what we called it. And I touched the brakes, and I went sideways three or four times going down that hill. It was scary.
Stuff will sneak up on you. I don't care where you live.
That was the first time I really got caught by surprise, and we're on ice now here in the shade out by the golf course. And leastwise, the guys in front of us are running real slow. When I got down the road was a T, and it went into a dirt road. But I could just visualize a car or truck coming on that highway if we slid across it. And I told Bernice to brace because I thought for sure we was going in the ditch. And we didn't. But about the third time I went sideways, I noticed the car at the bottom of that hill at that T, and he was stopped. And he wasn't moving, man. I mean, he was sitting there quite a while, and I was doing these didos coming right at him. Finally, he went on down the road to Asbury just before we struck him, and which we didn't. He moved out of the way, thankfully. And I went into the quick stop there, and I said, I just wanted to apologize to you. I imagine you've seen these lights flashing back and forth. And he said, oh, yes, I did. And he says, matter of fact, I done the same thing, and I was just sitting there trying to get my bearings. I was scared to death. He said, I looked up and seen those lights, and I moved. And I said, well, thank you. And he had done the very same thing. And he said, I just wanted to come in here and get my breath. He said, I've never done anything so scary in my life.
Well, think about where I live, where we're here in the mountains. Every road's like that, and you got to stop at the bottom.
Yeah, I found out a long time ago when I first got four-wheel drive and a little Toyota Tercel wagon that you can get going real good, but you don't stop any quicker.
Sure, and four-wheel drive's good in some things and not so much in others.
I really, I like rear-wheel drive the best, but I'm almost certain I'm wrong about that because the motor and everything's sitting on those wheels and you're getting better traction that way, but the handling characteristics of the front-wheel drives is definitely different. My grandson went to the BMW driving school this last weekend on Saturday, and then the big snow hit Sunday, and they canceled it because of the ice. And it was funny seeing his reaction to them throwing that car out of control through that spray. They spray over the road and make it slick, and then they make them turn the traction control off, and they spun out, all of them did, quite a few times. It was really fun to watch. I watched it on FaceTime because it was cold out there. I wouldn't mind going through that myself.
Sounds like it'd be pretty fun. I've done enough of it out when I was younger in the fields and parking lots and anywhere I could play to where I had my fair share of it, though. I've outgrown it now, let's put it that way.
We did too, Patrick. My buddy would get going down the road and he'd throw the steering wheel on that 57 Ford all the way sideways, and then he'd pull on the emergency brake. And we'd slide for about two blocks down the road. And so I got used to it, and I did a little bit of the same thing in our cars as the kid in me, I guess, even as I got older. But like I said, we got lots of snowstorms up there in Kansas compared to down here. I was out one day coyote hunting, and I was by myself like a fool. And I was in an old 53 Chevy, and the road I was on was pretty good, but it was quite a snowstorm. So I seen an intersection, and I turned right. Now, this is flat as a pancake up there in Kansas. And the minute I did, that truck went clear down almost to the running boards in the mud, and I just kept going just as fast as I could make it, because you'd spin out like you was on ice, and it was a half section, and I didn't realize it. And so, in other words, basically a farmer's road, and I made it through to the other side of that half section. I'm telling you, was I biting my nails doing that?
I've been similar situations, so we always got out and played in the cornfields in the wintertime, then made a mess out of everything, and then had to go fix them in the spring.
I doubt the farmers appreciated that, unless it was your own land, of course. But, not the same situation you're talking about, but I used to take my developmentally disabled friend, and another friend that wasn't. And we would go out to this 7.5-acre pond and fish at night for channel cat. And Alan, he loved to go. And he loved to fish. And the farmer come down there one day, and he said, Tom, he said, his name was Davidson. He said, Tom, he says, I'm sorry. He said, you got to make this your last time out here. He says, I'm not going to run you out now. But he says, people see your Coleman lantern set up down here, and then they come down here and they climb over my fences. And he said, last week, one of them got stuck out in the field where they didn't even belong. They was chasing geese. And he said, they left a jack. And he hit it with his big four-wheel drive tractor and flattened one of his tires. He was less than happy about that. So we lost our fishing hole over that deal. We send your OTR.
The good thing about up here is everybody knew who it was, and everybody knew everybody, so they were just glad we weren't getting hurt, I guess. And nobody ever really said anything other than, you're going to come down here and fix it.
That's good neighbors. But this wasn't. This was people that were trespassing, and it was highly posted, but we had asked permission, and we weren't hurting a thing. But I lost several hunting rights and fishing rights over things like that. I even had a card from he was a reclaimer of mine land reclamation. His name was Red Fox. And I had asked permission to fish one pond. I took this older gentleman out that was in his 70s and not very good health. And we were out in the middle of the South Pasture Pond fishing. And here come Red, and he dang near turned his truck over getting down there to us. I didn't run. I had a card from him, said it was okay for me to fish there. Man, he cussed me up one side, down the other, and said I was trespassing and this and that, and I pulled that card out, and I said, "That's your name on that, Red?" And he says, "Well, yeah," but he says, "Time's changed, Tom." And I said, "Well, it seemed like you might have informed me of such a thing. Well, you can go ahead and fish then." And I said, "No, you spoiled the day. We'll leave." It goes to honor there. I wanted to tell him he could stuff his pond, but I didn't. But, you know, the more the population grew, the worse it got as far as our fishing holes and hunting places got, because people cut barbed wire fences, leave gates open, and all that kind of stuff. It was kind of a bad deal.
Yeah, we always had to watch out for the cattle and the horses and all the other stuff, but we were always there to help when other people had a problem, too, so I guess that's one reason they didn't mind us getting down there and playing a little bit and acting like fools in our teenage years.
We just weren't taught that way. You were taught that, my golly, somebody nice enough to let you hunt and fish, you know, you'd close the gate behind you and lock it or whatever the instructions were the farmer give you, and we'd always go up and ask permission. But it's a different world out there now. But at any rate, I don't hunt and fish very little anymore. Well, where's your first stop at today, Patrick?
It's going to be over here in Easley today. That's normally where I'm at, but I'm running way behind. I waited for the sun to come up and get thawed out a little bit before I started down the mountain. And so I'll just have to figure out where I'm going to start at once I get over here.
Well, I've only been to Easley a couple of times, and one of them was by accident. That time we went up to Chad's, I got lost coming back, you know. I got to visit downtown Easley quite a bit.
I remember that. But luckily it's not a big town, so it's easy to move around in.
There was traffic like downtown Greenville the day we was there. But I just missed a turn. But I'm from Kansas and we're a little slow. I just follow what the GPS tells me. And it wasn't the way we went up. Chad and his cousin guided us step by step all the way. Boy, did he know the roads.
It goes back to there's no substitute for experience.
He knew everything along the road, every house, every turn. Boy, it helped a lot, too, because, man, that's back in the boondocks. I haven't heard from Chad any. Kind of gripes me that boy needs to stay in touch.
On the radio much. He checked into the net last night, and Anna called the net Monday night, so they're still around. They're doing okay. I talked to him on text messages earlier this week.
I sent him a picture of my biscuits and gravy there the other morning, and he drooled at him on text there, and he said, "Oh, sorry, sorry person," or something like that. He come to our house one day for breakfast, and Bernice had made homemade biscuits and gravy, and oh wow, it was just delicious. And that's about the last I heard him. But I'm sure he's been busy, and I wouldn't think going back and forth up there to Chris's would be easy right now. Those roads would probably be treacherous. They don't seem like they care out here today, though. They're still driving like maniacs out here. We're going towards Spartanburg. We're going over to Sam's Club.
Far from where Chad lives, then, you ought to give him a buzz, see what he's up to.
Well, Spartanburg. Yeah, we're a long ways from where he's at. We're over here on Highway 29, and probably halfway to Spartanburg. It's 16 miles over here. Chad's just 5.8 miles northeast of where we live, Patrick.
I've been up here. I didn't realize where you were at first there. Now I do. So, yeah, you're a little further away from him.
Definitely not in an HOA, that's for sure. He's out there in the country. But at any rate, we miss him. And, wow, the police is out here quite a bit. My golly, we're over here by Ace Hardware on Highway 29, if you know where that's at. I think there's one behind us and one up front. Maybe they caught up with me.
So far over here, everything's been clear on Highway 25 so far.
I got a button down here. It's got little squiggly lines on it. I never did look up and see what... Well, I did too when we first bought this truck. It's 2011. It only had 19,000 miles on it when we bought it. I don't know how many years we had it now, but she's got 51,000 on it now. But there's a little, shows a car and some squiggly lines. So I guess that's the disengage or engage the traction control or something. You know what that is? It's a Toyota Tacoma. Yes, it's in 0GR.
To disengage the traction control. The traction control's always on, and then when you want to turn it off, you have to push the button.
Thank you. That's kind of what I thought it was for. So, that means I can go out and do burnouts now.
About that is it never really completely turns it off. There's still a limit to where it will come in.
I've kind of outlived those burnout things. I get to watch my neighbor now and then when he takes his hot rod out. My gracious, that thing's almost 700 horse, 600 and something. And when he wants to go, believe me, it goes. And oops, that is the Gestapo there, isn't it, Bernice? Yep, right beside us. So I better watch my speed here on this Enduro TR.
For HKX. Yeah, you don't want to get no speeding ticket today, Tom.
Well, I'm not going to. I wasn't going over speed limit anyways, but you don't see much law enforcement out here, but that was the Welford Police, and I think Welford's right along the highway here, isn't it, Bernice? Yeah, something like that. Well, you carrying some spare tools with you today to sell?
I didn't bring anything extra with me. I just making deliveries on stuff people requested that came in, so I try to do that and get that done.
That sounds great. I'll give you a little weight in the back end. You're driving the car today or a truck?
I'm driving my excursion. It's, I don't know, I call it my tank.
Oh, and by the way, just FYI, I saw a thing this morning where you can order, the government's sponsoring it, 4 free COVID tests. Just go to COVID.gov, or COVIDtest.gov, and you get 4 free at-home COVID tests. And so I thought, well, that website will be overwhelmed. I saw it on Fox. And I went to it and click, 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 and it will be sent by United States Postal Service free of charge, not even any postage. So it's a good thing just to have.
Surprised they got that website up and running already. I know they were having some trouble with it.
On Fox News this morning, showed you how you was supposed to be able to click on it, and it had a web server message or something, but I went to it, went right through, just, you know, and they give you a confirmation number, and about that time I got another email from the United States Postal Service giving the confirmation. So it might be a good thing just to have, rather than going out waiting in line somewhere.
Look into it now that they got the website up. That way, at least they got some test around the house to know whether you're contagious or not.
We avoid crowds as much as we can because we're elderly and we don't want that stuff. It's more dangerous for us. And even when we go in a store or something, we stay as far away from people as we possibly can. But, you know, you're only going to be able to stay so far when you go into a grocery store or something. But anyways, I thought it would be good to have. Now, I think you can probably just call the doctor and they'll call in a prescription for you, but I'm not sure of that even. They'll send her out to you. Riding along, I really enjoyed it as always, and hope to see you again one of these days up at Chad's, and had a lot of fun, and if not, stop by and have a cup, as long as you don't bring that COVID. You're out amongst them a lot more than we are, but hopefully this will be getting towards its peak and subside some. Like everybody else in the world, we're sick of it. We are just about at our destination within a few blocks, and there'll be more traffic building up, so I'll say 73, and have a good day, Patrick. KO4HKX in 0TR 73.
Tom, I enjoyed the ride down the mountain. I'm down where I'm almost going also, so good timing. So you and Miss Bernice, be careful out there, stay safe, and try not to get any speeding tickets today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
CEF Mobile.
For HKX. Hey, Andrew.
Patrick, came down off the mountain?
Yep, I'm over here on 123 right now. I'm in my excursion, though. I left the tool truck where it was at.
That move. I think we're going to avoid some more wintry weather this weekend, it looks like.
Already.
That sounds more like a dusting now, but who knows?
A couple days to change your mind. To work?
Haven't felt good since Sunday, and I was stupid enough to go get a test done yesterday, so today I found out I was positive, which I guess if I had to choose a variant, it'd probably be this one.
You quarantining or you out and about?
On for a day or two so I feel a little bit better, which right now it's just more of a cough and just, I don't know, man, you get out of breath quick now.
And the biggest complaint about it is just the weakness where it makes you weak and hard to breathe.
I avoided it this long and I'll be darned if I don't pick it up this time.
All bound to get it at some time.
Was the roads pretty bad or wasn't too bad?
Once I got to the major roads, not a problem at all.
Off your drive and everything, or like the main road, or all the way down to like whatever you, main road for you?
The neighborhood and driveways and it, I didn't do anything on the main road at all.
So what are you and a couple other people that live in that area?
Another guy went and done another neighborhood, not even the neighborhood I live in.
Yeah, we're looking for something to do then.
It's one neighborhood over. I mean, it's just like, I don't know, an eighth of a mile up the road from me. But it has a lot of elderly couples in it. And for some reason, they like to live in the worst places on the side of the mountain. And then they got to go out and go to the doctor, and they can't get there.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Elderly there from somewhere where they're used to a lot of snow, but then they live on, they're not used to being on the side of the mountain, so they don't know how to deal with that. And I don't know, it was just a mess.
Yeah, much. Most people aren't really prepared for it when it does come up a decent snowstorm. or we start getting some ice or something, that's whenever you just ain't a whole lot you can be prepared for that. But yeah, the snow just throws people for a loop because they not really have stuff for it. KO4 CN.
For HKX. Yeah, most people aren't prepared for it. You know, where I'm at, we might get 2, maybe 3 snows a year on average. One that amounts to anything. And so people just don't prepare for it. They move down here, they don't get snow like we did. And they just, for some reason, put it at the back of their mind. And, oh no, I got a foot of snow, now what do I do?
In the camp card Saturday at a Lowe's, and it was just crazy. The number of people that were coming out with the yellow can for diesel fuel. And then you have the other ones buying the little flat shovels. You know, they're not really snow shovels, they're just flat shovels. And people were just coming out in droves with those things. I'm like, God, dirt. I mean, I at least got a flat shovel, even though we don't have much snow around here.
It's good for cleaning the bottom of a ditch out.
Hey, and just the number of people coming out of Lowe's was just crazy.
Thing up the house, Tractor Supply, Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart. Even the grocery stores get involved in it, selling sleds and snow shovels.
Come in handy in the off season when you got to spread mulch, but them old flat shovels, there ain't a whole lot of use for those things that I know of.
Dog poop.
Use it for that.
Get a laugh out of you.
My neighbor, my snow shovel, because he was out there with old flat shovels doing his old driveway. And, you know, not that we got huge driveways in my neighborhood, but he had the double driveway, and he was cleaning it all day. He did a great job, but holy crap. I just couldn't imagine doing the whole thing with a little flat shovel.
I carry a flat shovel with me when I'm scraping snow, but I use it for busting up ice more than anything, and then the snow shovel for getting rid of the snow.
Yeah. We're cleaning off the little walkway in front of the house. He's having a good old time with that, with a big old snow shovel.
Shovels probably as much as he is. Find out more about Winter Field Day.
Send a text out there by and gauge, you know, how many people are actually wanting to meet up and do it in person, or who's wanting to just stay home and participate.
Honestly, it's probably better to do it down here. It'll be warmer, you know, if nothing else.
And if somebody more central wants to do it, they can do it at their house, or we can do it at my house. It don't matter to me. You know, I'll pull some stuff out of the storage building and throw the kerosene heater or something in there, and then we'll hope for the best.
Oh, by the way, I ordered that Pelican stuff last night. I finally got that done.
Let me know how much I owe you. We'll figure out how to exchange the cash.
Did you one afternoon or something? Somewhere, so bring it down one weekend or something. At least maybe then we can actually meet face to face.
How about Winter Field Day? Let me know. I'll bring it in.
Well, hopefully it'll all be here, but I don't know. This is, for like I said, first time dealing with them, so we'll find out.
Catalog in your truck, or what's your plan?
It's the website. They got everything on there, and it changes constantly, and they list sales and stuff like that on there, too, so probably just use it that way.
Something on the side of your truck or on the back, or maybe even have a Pelican case that you can show off with some tools in it, might generate some interest.
There'll be some on the truck, so that'll probably be the only way there, and then just word them out.
Take some nice cases. That was quite a few of them. If I wanted to break the bank, I could definitely use.
Probably somewhere you could spend quite a bit of money.
Pretty much got a case for anything you can want one for.
Call it now.
I know. I saw that. I don't know if I'd want a hard case wallet, but I mean, the idea is interesting.
Not so much wanting a wallet either, but I am looking at a couple of the little boxes for maybe putting my 2-meter talkies in, and then putting some foam in. That way, when I'm carrying with me, they're not getting beat up so bad.
Idea. I can see one of those wallets, like if you kept one in a hunting bag or something like that. Well, you keep your hunting license and all that together. probably wouldn't be bad for fishing because it would at least float because they're watertight. I would think it would float anyway.
But thin as they are, I don't know if they'd have enough buoyancy to float because there's not enough air in them.
The size of them on the website.
Tape measure out and actually measured it out there on the table, it'd be hard to kind of get dimensions out of stuff.
I hope I can do a good job with the foam inserts. Because, you know, you see people that do it, and it just looks so nice and neat. I hope I can do that good a job with my radio.
What you mean. But the nice thing is, you can order the foam separate, so if you need another one, we can get it.
If I screw it up, I can get another foam insert.
How are you doing today?
I get home and quarantine for another day or two, and hope that I can get over this, whatever this is.
Let's took the test and found out.
Felt bad Sunday. Like, Sunday was the worst day. Like, I couldn't hardly talk. I couldn't have got on the radio if I'd even wanted to. And here and there, you see, it's hitting me now. But, so, I went to work. Let's see, Tuesday was the half day. So I left at 4, and they got a testing thing set up in the parking lot. So I went and did that, and then I finally got the results back today. So today I just tried to avoid everybody at work and not stay close and keep my mask on and all the good stuff you're supposed to do. So, and then once I got my results, I let my counterparts know, so that way they'd know to cover my area.
Your test results back that quick. I've heard people taking the test, and it's taking them a week to get the results back.
You can say whenever I turn in the little vial that it could be 24 to 48 hours. I'm glad it didn't quite take that long, because I would have hated. I mean, by the time I would have gotten the results, it would have already been almost a full 5 days. It's like, well, what's the point then?
By the time you find out, it's about too late.
Talking to Ken about this morning, those tests you can order from the government. I mean, by the time you get them, you won't need them.
Telling me about that, where you can order 4 of them in-home tests, and they'll just send them to you for free.
I think the shipping time on it, you know, it takes them a couple days to process, and then I don't remember if it was a week or two to possibly get them in.
They're meant for you to have on hand before you get sick, not wait till you think you are.
So, this one will be dived down in a couple more weeks.
I know it's running wild, but over the last couple of weeks, people going and getting it bad.
The part is, I haven't been anywhere, so I had to catch it at work from somebody. And there's only one person that I tend to eat lunch with without a mask on. I must have got it from him, which he had said he got it last week. But I was hoping I'd avoided it, but obviously not.
You know, telling where you got it from. I mean, you could get it going into a convenience store to get fuel or anything. I mean, there's just no telling.
Inevitable at some point.
At some point, we're all going to get it, no matter what we do. I mean, it's just the laws of nature are...
So, trying to think what else we need to plan for winter field day.
Still waiting on that signal link to come in so I can get the 706 set up with the digital stuff. But if it's not here, I don't know. I may just try a single sideband and see how it works out.
Much for you to use my radio set up. I mean, it, you know, digital modes don't take but a second to change the call sign in. And depending on where the location is, you change the grid square. So that's not a big deal if you want to try something, even if it's not on your own radio. Although it would be nice, I'm sure. But see how it goes.
About a week or two, so maybe it'll come in here for long. Got, what, 10 days?
It's a week from this week. I can't remember. But, yeah, I think you're about right. And then the good thing is so you can't use FTA, which is fine. But JSA call, I did a couple of those because you can do a full, you know, exchange contact with somebody. and any other digital modes like that where you can exchange the information needed.
To read up on it a little more, I got it saved where I could. I've just been so busy the last couple of days, and then when I get in of it evening, man, I've been exhausted out scraping snow for the last 3 days.
Yeah. You can use any mode that you can do the full exchange, and FTA doesn't offer that exchange, so they don't allow it, but the rest of them, they do. Like, I had a pretty good QSO yesterday with somebody on PSK31. I usually enjoy that mode as far as making digital contact.
That's one I haven't got set up yet. I need to look into it. I haven't done much with the radio at all in the last week or two, so need to get focused back on that. Maybe I'll get some time this weekend.
Now give me a call, and I'll walk you through it the best I can.
To fumble through it between the two of us, get my other radio set up, so I'm sure we can figure that one out, too.
Probably the plus side of the signal link is settings won't change. And I mean, once you kind of have your computer set up for the signal link, I think it'll work fine. Because the signal link does most of the work, to key up the radio and all that good stuff. So there may be some learning curve to it, but I think it'll be all right. And PSK, I like it. It's pretty fun mode. It's quicker than JS8 when you're actually having a conversation, and you can just type as you go. I really like PSK whenever I want to have a QSO digital.
Sounds cool. Well, Andrew, I'm going to have to hop off here. I'm at my first stop, so I'm going to go in here and take care of this and see if there's anything I can do. You be careful on home, and I hope you get to feeling better soon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Good talking to you. Hopefully you make some good sales today, and you be safe out there on the road, which most of them aren't bad, so that's good. But hopefully we'll holler at you maybe in another morning or two or in the evening. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.